This is a wonderful time to be alive. There have never been more opportunities for success and happiness for more people than exist today. At the same time, the most important decision of your life is the person you marry and settle down with. Making the right decision in this area will have more of an impact on your happiness than any other factor. Your host for this program, Brian Tracy, knows what he's talking about. Brian is happily married to Barbara and has four wonderful children, two boys and two girls. Before marrying at age 35, Brian traveled and worked in more than 80 countries. He devoted many years to the study of romantic relationships and has taught many thousands of individuals how to meet and marry the person of their dreams. Loving relationships are incredibly important to your life, to how you feel about yourself, and how you relate to everyone else. The good news is that you can learn how to be more attractive, more interesting, more enjoyable, and more desirable to another person than you ever thought possible. When you learn and practice these wonderful strategies, your love life will change forever. Now, here's Brian Tracy.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and welcome to this program. Every year, hundreds of thousands and even millions of men meet and marry the women of their dreams. Regardless of what you read, most men stay happily married to one woman for the rest of their lives. And there's no single decision that will have a greater impact on your long-term health, happiness, and success in life than your ability to find, fall in love with, and marry the ideal woman for you. The good news is that what hundreds of thousands and millions of other men have done and are doing every day, you can do as well if you just learn how. The iron law of human destiny is the law of cause and effect. This law was first articulated by the ancient Greek philosophers and runs all through everything that we do today. This law says that there's a cause for every effect, a reason for everything that happens. This law says that success, happiness, and love are predictable. They are not the result of accident or random occurrences. The law of cause and effect, a paraphrase of the law of sowing and reaping or the law of action and reaction, states that if you do certain things in a certain way, you will get certain results. When you follow the 21 steps in this program, you will transform the quality of your love life and your relationships with women completely. You will meet and marry the woman of your dreams. I began my life with very few advantages. I didn't finish high school. I traveled and worked at laboring jobs for several years. I was a bachelor until I was 35 years old when I met and married the woman of my dreams by applying some of the ideas we will talk about in this program. Today, we live in a lovely home on a golf course in San Diego, and we have four beautiful children. And I attribute most of my success and happiness in life to having finally found the right woman for me. And so can you. Perhaps the greatest single principle ever discovered is this. You become what you think about most of the time. Your thoughts determine your feelings and your actions, your actions and behaviors determine everything that happens to you. As a result, when you change your thinking, you actually change your life. Your outer world tends to be a mirror image reflection of your inner world. You tend to attract into your life the people and circumstances in harmony with your dominant thoughts. In fact, you do not believe what you see, but rather you see what you already believe. Perhaps the most important extension of the law of cause and effect is this. Thoughts are causes, and conditions are effects. Your thoughts are causes, and the conditions of your life are the effects of those causes. Your thoughts are the primary causes of everything that happens to you in your life. If you want to change anything in your life in any way, you have to change the thoughts that triggered them in the first place. Especially if you want to meet and marry the woman of your dreams, you must change your thinking on the inside so that you can be sure to realize your goals of harmony, happiness, and love on the outside. There are 21 steps or 21 great ideas that you can take, any one of which can change your life completely. I've shared these ideas with thousands of men at my seminars over the years, and the stories that I've heard back about meeting and marrying the women of their dreams have been absolutely amazing. And these ideas will work for you if you will just have enough confidence to give them a try. Let's begin. Number one, decide exactly what you want. It's absolutely amazing how many men go through life with no clear idea of what it is they really want in a woman. Then they're continually amazed and disappointed when their relationships don't turn out particularly well. These same men would never think of going on a trip across unknown country without a map or even going to the grocery store without a list. But they will set off on the greatest adventure of their lives, finding the woman of their dreams, with only the fuzziest of ideas about what she will look like when he finally meets her. This is definitely not for you. Perhaps the first and most important step you take in meeting and marrying the woman of your dreams is to sit down with a pad of paper and a pen. Then, write down every single ingredient that you would like to have in your perfect woman. This is what I did 6 months before I met my wife, and when I met her, she filled the description in virtually every single detail. It's amazing how powerful this technique is when you use it. Imagine for a moment that you are the most powerful, intelligent, and attractive man in the whole world. Imagine that you can have any woman you want as long as you are absolutely clear about who she is, and you can write out a description of her on the piece of paper in front of you. Now, write down every quality and characteristic your ideal woman would have. You have had enough experiences in life so far to know what you want more of, what you want less of, and what you don't want at all. Write it down. What kind of a background would she have? What kind of history, family, or education would she have? Think about what kind of a temperament you would like her to have, what attitudes you would like her to have, what values and virtues you would like her to possess. Then describe the way she would treat you and how she would behave toward your friends, your family, your co-workers, and toward any children that you have together. How would you want her to react to adversities and difficulties in life? This, by the way, is very important. Describe her principles, her philosophy of life, her politics, and her religious beliefs. What kind of attitudes would you want her to have toward relationships, family, sex, and physical activities? Especially, be very clear about the way she would look in terms of weight, height, even eye and hair color. Another key point is to describe how she would like to spend leisure time with you. Disagreements over how to spend leisure time are a major source of stress in relationships. You should deal with this up front, especially when you're idealizing. Set your standards high. Write out 30 or 40 items or even more. Add to the list as you think of new ingredients that you would like to have in your perfect woman. This is called the process of idealization. You create your ideal female image in advance in your own mind, and then you begin to look around your world for a person who fits your ideal description. The interesting thing is that as soon as you are clear about what you want, you will begin attracting into your life exactly the kind of woman that you would be most happy with. Every man who has ever followed this advice from me has been happily amazed and delighted at what happened as a result. Give it a try. Number two, Develop a positive mental attitude toward yourself and your life. Resolve today to become a complete optimist in everything you do. An optimistic person with a positive mental attitude tends to have a good sense of humor, and this is one of the most attractive and endearing characteristics a man can have in the eyes of a woman. The good news is that optimism is learned, just as pessimism is learned. You can learn to be an optimist by thinking the way that optimists think most of the time. Hundreds of thousands of men and women have been interviewed extensively to find out how they think and how that affects their lives. What they have found is that optimists are very different from average people. Optimists think and talk most of the time about the things they want and how to get them. And the more you think and talk about what you want, and the more clear you become about those things, the more positive and confident you will be. Optimists think about the future most of the time. Optimists believe that the happiest moments of their lives lie ahead. Optimists believe that their very best experiences are still to come. Optimists believe that the happiest moments in their relationships lie in the future. Optimists look forward eagerly to ever greater and happier accomplishments in the months and years ahead. Optimists also tend to be very solution-oriented rather than problem-oriented. In fact, you can turn your mind from negative to positive in a moment by disciplining yourself to think about the solution to your problem rather than the problem itself. Solutions, you see, are inherently positive. When you think about solutions, you become more creative and constructive. When you think and talk about the solutions to the difficulties facing you, you seem to come up with more and more good solutions. As a result, you move ahead faster in life, and you feel even better about yourself. Optimists are extremely proactive rather than reactive. Optimists do not wait for things to happen. They make things happen. Optimists have an unrealistic expectation of success. As a result, they are willing to try far more things and persist far longer than the average person. And as a result of trying more things and persisting longer, they ultimately succeed, which makes them even more positive and optimistic. This then becomes a self-reinforcing feedback loop that takes them higher and higher in life. And this is for you. Resolve to look for the good in every situation. Look for the valuable lesson in every difficulty or setback. Look for some way that you can benefit from every obstacle or difficulty. And if you look for it, you will definitely find it. Women love to be around positive, optimistic men who seem to know what they want and where they are going in life. And the more optimistic you are, the more likely it is that you will attract an optimistic woman into your life. Number 3. Look like a winner in every respect. It's true that women are far more emotional than men, but they are also intensely visual as well. A woman can fall for a man with a single glance or look, and first impressions are lasting when it comes to relationships. Now that you have a clear written description of exactly what your ideal woman would look like, you should ask yourself, what kind of a person you will have to look like yourself to attract that woman. Then, begin changing your image in whatever way is necessary. When I was growing up, I knew nothing about how to dress properly. I remember how women would ignore me or even look down on me because of my choice of clothing. Then, someone took me aside and gave me some advice on proper dress. It changed my life. It can change yours as well. Get a book on how to dress for success in business and in social life and begin changing your wardrobe according to the recommendations in that book. Women are very sensitive to men's fashions. Look around you at the men you admire, men who look successful, confident, and powerful, and notice the way they dress and their grooming. Look at your own teeth and fingernails and make sure that when you smile at a woman, you turn her on rather than turning her off. Read magazines like GQ and look at the pictures of well-dressed men. Begin to build a wardrobe. The rule here is to spend twice as much and buy half as many clothes. In this way, you buy clothes that look great on you and that you enjoy wearing. If you can, hire an image consultant and have him or her give you advice on your wardrobe and appearance. A key part of image is your physical fitness, your weight, and your overall health. The better the woman is that you want to attract, the more demanding she is likely to be with regard to your overall appearance. Women are attracted almost magnetically to men who are in good physical condition and well turned out. If you're not currently on a physical fitness program, start today. Get your weight down to your ideal weight level. Eat excellent, healthy foods and fewer of them. Start working out at least 3 times per week. Make a decision to look the very best you possibly can so that when you meet the woman of your dreams, she is automatically attracted to you. Number 4. Cast a wide net. The law of probabilities works in meeting and marrying the woman of your dreams. This law says, in this case, that the more different women you are exposed to in more different situations, the more likely it is that you will meet the right woman for you at the right time. So ask yourself, where is the ideal woman for you most likely to be found, both at work and after work? For instance, if you want a spiritually oriented woman, begin attending your church on a regular basis and get involved with church activities. As they say, fish where the fish are. Make a habit of going to the places where the kind of woman you want is most likely to be found. If you want a woman who is success-oriented, go to places where successful people are taking courses and seminars to improve themselves and their lives. I met my wife when I was taking evening courses at a local university. She was also taking courses in order to upgrade her qualifications so that she could expand her opportunities and improve the quality of her life. If you're looking for someone who is fit and healthy, join a good fitness club and work out during the week, in the evenings, and on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. These are the times when you are most likely to meet the ideal person. Join your local political party and attend meetings. Introduce yourself to people and get involved in the various activities. Take every opportunity to increase your exposure to the greatest number of possible attractive women. Be a hunter rather than a farmer. I knew a man once who moved to a new town and didn't know anyone. He was lonely, so he gathered up his courage and took a position in the middle of a busy sidewalk. As women came along the sidewalk, he would stop them and invite them to have coffee with him. Most of them said no, but occasionally one would say yes, and they would go to a nearby coffee shop and chat. 6 months later, he was happily married to a woman he had met on the street. By using this strategy, he dramatically increased the likelihood that he would meet and marry the woman of his dreams. And so can you. Number 5. Become active and involved in your business and in your community. Network continually and at every opportunity. This is another part of casting a wide net and fishing where the fish are. The kind of woman you want to meet is someone who is also active and involved in life and in what is going on around them. A friend of mine told me that his strategy was simple. He accepted every invitation from anyone to attend any social or business function that came up. Whatever it was, if he was invited, he was there. As a result, he met more and more people and became known to more and more people. Not only did his business life improve, but eventually he met the woman of his dreams and is today happily married. Join your business or trade association. At the very least, join the local Chamber of Commerce and attend either for yourself or for your company. And here's the key. When you join a business or trade association, don't do what most people do and just attend the meetings and then go home. Instead, identify one or more committees of the association that are important and volunteer for service on those committees. This will bring you to the attention of other people in a very positive way. And every person you meet knows about 300 other people by their first name. The more people you get to know and work with on a friendly basis, the greater exposure you will have. Many men have met the women of their dreams as the result of an introduction from someone that they worked with in a business or trade association. Another way that you can learn to network is to get involved in your local charity, especially charities like the United Way. The very best people in every community get involved in activities that are designed to improve the overall community. This is a great place to find the kind of woman that you are looking for. Number 6. Talk the talk and walk the walk. Women are powerfully attracted to men who can talk intelligently about the things that are of interest to women. Aristotle Onassis told about how he became so attractive to so many women. He made a special effort to study women's fashions, to attend fashion shows, and to read women's magazines. When he met a beautiful woman, often actresses and opera singers, he would completely disarm them by being thoroughly knowledgeable about the intimate details of fashion that so interested them. And you can do the same. Most men only talk about the things they are interested in and only read subjects of direct relevance to their work or their hobbies. But this is not for you. Pick up a copy of Vogue, Bazaar, or Cosmopolitan magazine. Spend a couple of hours each week reading through these magazines and looking at the subjects that are of great interest to the kind of women you would like to meet. Then, when you meet such a woman, tell her that you were reading one of these magazines and ask her for her opinion on an article or on an observation that you came across. Women are attracted like moths to a flame to men who are obviously interested in the same things that they are. And because so few men ever do this, you will stand out from all the men around you. Number 7. Be smart about money. Women tend to be very concerned about the ability of a man to provide for her, especially when they get married and have children. A man who is smart about money is much more attractive to more women than a man who is careless about money or who has financial problems. Women are not mercenary with regard to money. They prefer to marry for love. But given a choice, an intelligent woman, the kind of woman that you want in your life, will prefer to fall in love with a man who is either financially successful already or who is going to be financially successful in the future. The key is for you to save and invest your money on a regular basis, all your life. The rule is simply this: pay yourself first. Instead of spending and paying your bills and then saving what you have left over, pay yourself 10% of your income off the top of every single paycheck and put it away in a savings and investment account. If you cannot save 10% of your income, start with 1% of your income and learn to live on the other 99%. When you become comfortable living on 99%, begin saving 2%, and then 3%, 4%, 5%, and so on. This powerful strategy of saving and investing 10% of your income throughout your working lifetime will make you rich in the fullness of time. And when you have money in your pocket and money in your bank account, you are a totally different man than when you are broke and worrying about your next paycheck or car payment. When you have money in the bank, you feel calm, confident, and powerful. As a result, you set up a force field of energy that attracts women into your life. They feel your strength and they want to be around you. They feel more secure and confident in your presence. As a result, by the law of probabilities, you are much more likely to meet and marry an excellent woman. Number 8. Look for a winning attitude. Perhaps the most wonderful quality your woman can have is that of being positive and cheerful most of the time. Look for a woman who is both future-oriented and solution-oriented, like yourself. Look for a woman who thinks and talks most of the time about where she is going and how she can get there. Look for a woman who is optimistic and confident about the future. Look for a woman with the inner strength that comes from a positive mental attitude. And here's an important point. People don't change. In fact, under pressure, they become even more so. And success doesn't change people either. A person who becomes successful simply becomes more of what she already is. If a person is already positive and optimistic, when she becomes successful, preferably with you, she will be even more positive and optimistic. But if a person is a whiner or a complainer, under pressure, even when she becomes successful, if she ever does, she will whine and complain even more. People don't change. Someone once said that people changing is very much like miracles. It is not that they don't happen, but that you cannot depend upon them. As Flip Wilson used to say on television, what you sees is what you get. Look for a person who has the kind of personality already that you will be happy with all the days of your life. And don't compromise. Number 9. Increase your self-confidence. Psychologists have discovered that your level of self-confidence is a major part of your sex appeal. The more confident you appear to be on the outside, the greater sex appeal you have to the women you meet. And what we know is that your self-confidence is based on your self-esteem. Your self-esteem is defined as how much you like yourself. The more you like and respect yourself, the more you consider yourself to be a valuable and worthwhile person, the higher is your self-esteem and the greater is your self-confidence in dealing with others. Your self-esteem is the core of your personality. Your level of self-esteem, how much you like yourself, determines how much you like other people and how much they like you in return. The more you like yourself, the better you feel and the better you do in everything you attempt. And the better you do, the more you like yourself. Perhaps the most powerful words that you can repeat to yourself over and over are the words, I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. Whenever you say, I like myself, your overall self-esteem goes up. You like yourself more and you like the people around you more. You send out a force field of positive energy that attracts positive women into your life. At an unconscious level, you affect them and they want to be around you. The more clear you are about exactly what it is you want, and the more confident you are that you will meet the right woman at the right time for you, the more you like and respect yourself, and the better you feel. Whenever you're feeling tense or uneasy for any reason, you can neutralize those negative emotions by simply repeating, I like myself, over and over again. Number 10. Develop a clear sense of direction. Set goals for yourself in every area of your life. Set financial goals, career goals, health goals, personal development goals, and of course, relationship goals. Decide exactly what you want to be, what you want to have, what you want to do. Less than 10% of adults in our society have clear, written goals, and they tend to accomplish vastly more than all the others put together. There are 7 simple steps to goal setting and goal achieving. You can learn and practice these steps for the rest of your life. They will have a profound influence on everything that happens to you. Here they are. First, decide exactly what you want. Most people have no idea exactly what it is they want, and then they're always surprised when they fail to achieve anything worthwhile. Second, write it down in clear, specific details. It's only when you write your goals down that you truly understand them and program them into your subconscious mind. Step number 3, set a deadline. Set sub-deadlines if your goal is big enough or long-term enough. Step number 4, make a list of everything you will have to do to achieve your goal. Think on paper. Add to your list as you think of new things until your list is complete. Step number 5 is to organize your list into a plan. Organize the activities on your list by sequence and priority. What is more important? What is less important? What should you do now? And what can you do later? Step number 6 is for you to take action on your goal immediately. Do something, do anything, but get busy. Don't procrastinate. And step number 7, perhaps the most important of all, is for you to do something every day that moves you toward your most important goal at the time. Develop the force of personal momentum by doing something every single day. This alone can change your life. Here's a simple goal-setting exercise for you. It's the most powerful exercise I've ever seen. Take a sheet of paper and make a list of 10 goals that you would like to accomplish in the next 12 months. Then, go over your list and put a circle around the one goal that would have the greatest impact on your life if you were to accomplish it. Once you have decided upon this number one goal, set a deadline, make a plan, take action on your plan, and then do something every day until you achieve it. When you have a clear sense of direction, you become a far more powerful, forceful, and confident person. Your whole personality changes. You begin to attract women into your life at a faster rate than ever before. Number 11, get yourself organized. Learn and practice the habits of good time management. A man who is obviously well organized and in control of his time and his life is far more confident and reassuring than a person who is overwhelmed with work and who is scrambling to catch up most of the time. Fortunately, getting organized is fairly simple if you have the discipline to do it every single day. There are 5 simple steps to getting organized. First, make a list of everything you have to do before you begin. Always work from a list. Step number 2 is for you to set priorities on your list. Decide what is most important and what is least important. Step number 3 is for you to begin on your top priority task. Never give in to the temptation to clear up small things first. Step number 4 is for you to discipline yourself to concentrate single-mindedly until your most important task is complete. This habit of closure alone will change your life. And step number 5 is for you to develop a sense of urgency, a bias for action. Develop a reputation for being the kind of person who gets things done quickly and well. When you are on top of your life and your work, you feel terrific about yourself. You feel happy and confident. You radiate an aura of personal power that attracts women to you like bees to honey. Number 12, make her feel special. Women are wonderful creatures. They have rich inner lives. They are far more sensitive and intuitive than men. They are far more emotional and aware and responsive to the actions and reactions of people around them. There is nothing that will endear you to a woman faster than for you to do things that make her feel special, valuable, and important. The more you make her feel important, the more you raise her self-esteem, the better she will feel about herself and the better she will feel about being with you. There is no faster way to cause a woman to fall in love with you than for her to feel wonderful in your presence. Here are four things you can do every time you meet a woman to make her feel important. First, practice acceptance. Smile warmly and lovingly at her when you see her. Even smile when you talk to her on the phone. Whenever you smile, you raise her self-esteem and you raise your own as well. You both feel better. The second is for you to practice appreciation. Say thank you to her for everything that she does for you, both small and large. Thank her for being on time. Thank her for calling you back. Buy her greeting cards and give her little gifts and flowers to express your appreciation. You've heard the song that says, "Touch my hair when you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot." For women, little things that express appreciation and gratitude make them love you and want to be around you even more. The third thing you can practice is admiration. Admire her qualities, admire her traits, and admire her possessions. Especially admire her clothes and the way she looks. Women love to be told that they look terrific. Every time you see her, tell her how good she looks. And no matter what, never criticize any item of her appearance, even if she invites you to. Finally, express approval for her for everything that she does or accomplishes. Whenever you praise her self-esteem goes up. She feels happier. She loves the words that make her feel special and important, and she loves the person who is saying the words. When you practice smiling, thanking her, admiring her, and praising her on a regular basis, you will cause her to love you and to want to be with you faster and more dependably than with any other behaviors. Number 13, learn how to listen well. This is one of the most powerful skills you can develop. Most men, especially, are very poor listeners when it comes to women. A man is 95% more likely to interrupt a woman when she is speaking than a woman is to interrupt a man. But when you practice being an excellent listener with the woman in your life, she will be both amazed and happy. Women have a deep subconscious need to express themselves to the man in their lives. A woman intently listened to is halfway in love. When you listen to a woman, her self-esteem and sense of personal value goes up. She feels special and important. She feels good all over. Here are the four keys to effective listening. First, listen attentively, without interruptions. Listen calmly, quietly, and patiently, and make no effort to respond. Be sure to nod, smile, and agree while you listen. Lean forward and look at her as though she is the most fascinating person in the entire world. This behavior is so powerful that it has often been called white magic, in that it completely entrances and charms her when you practice it. Second, pause before replying. Take a few moments to think over what she has just said. This conveys to her that you consider her words to be valuable and important, and by extension, you consider her to be valuable and important as well. On the other hand, if you rush in as soon as she takes a breath, you are telling her that you are not paying attention at all. You are just waiting for your chance. Step number 3, is for you to question for clarification. Instead of giving advice or making recommendations, ask questions about what she has just said and encourage her to expand on her words and her thoughts. One of the best questions you can ask is, "How do you mean?" Another question you can ask is, "How do you feel about that?" Women love to talk about how they feel about what is going on in their lives, and when you ask her about her feelings, she will feel very positive toward you. The fourth key to effective listening is for you to paraphrase what she has just said. Feed it back in your own words. Make sure that you understand her meaning by feeding it back and asking her if you have it right. The fastest way to build trust and affection between two people is for one of them to ask good questions and listen intently to the answers. Rapt attention is the highest form of flattery. The more and better you listen, the more she will love you and want to talk to you and be around you. Number 14, expect the best. An attitude of confident, positive expectations is the attitude of the winning human being. Always expect the best of yourself and others. Always talk in positive terms about how you think things are going to turn out. Always be cheerful and optimistic about the future. This has a wonderfully positive effect on other people. When you expect the best of another person, they will almost always rise to meet your expectations. When you expect the best of a woman by always telling her how good she is and how successful she is likely to be, this has an incredible impact on her mind and on her emotions. Very often, a woman's entire life will change under the influence of a man who is always telling her that he believes in her and believes in her ability to do well and to be successful. When the woman in your life wants to try something new or different or take a risk or move out of her comfort zone, always use the words, "You can do it. You can do it." Don't be like most people who go around raining on other people's parades. This is not for you. You are a source of optimism and good cheer in all your relationships, especially with the woman in your life. Look for the good in every situation. This is the acid test of positive expectations, when you can find something good even when things are going wrong. Seek the valuable lesson in every setback, every obstacle, every difficulty. Look for something that you can learn and gain from. If she is having a problem, help her to find the good in the situation and to identify the valuable lesson that the situation might contain. Remember, the more you build up her self-confidence, self-respect, and self-esteem, the more she will love you, and the more she will build you up as well. Number 15, be a lifelong student. We have entered at hyperspeed into the information age of the 21st century. All of your knowledge and experience has a half-life of about 2.5 years. This means that your knowledge and skills are becoming obsolete at a rapid rate, and you must be continually upgrading your skills and your knowledge if you want to stay even. As Pat Riley, the coach, said, "If you're not getting better, you're getting worse." The most powerful and consistent form of continuous motivation is for you to be continually learning and growing in your field and in your life. The more you learn and grow on the inside, the more confident and positive you will be on the outside, and the more attractive you will be to the women in your life. Read in your field at least 1 hour every day. The highest paid Americans in every field read 2 to 3 hours per day to keep current at their work. The lowest paid Americans read little or not at all. If you read 1 hour per day, that will translate into about one book per week. The average American reads less than one book per year. If you read one book per week, that will translate into about 50 books per year, or 500 books in 10 years. You can become one of the smartest and highest paid people in your field by simply reading an hour per day for self-improvement and self-development. In addition, you should listen to audio programs in your car. The average driver spends 500 to 1,000 hours each year behind the wheel. If you listen to audio programs in your car as you move around, you will get the equivalent of almost full-time university attendance. You will get smarter and smarter and better at whatever it is you do. And finally, you should attend every course and seminar you can find that can help you to be better in your work and in your personal life. The good news is that you will often meet the very best women for you when you look around you at these courses and seminars. This is where the winners are. This is where the people who are going somewhere in their lives tend to congregate. And as you get better and better on the inside, you will meet better and better women on the outside. Number 16. Accept complete responsibility for your life. The key to a positive mental attitude and a feeling of both self-confidence and self-esteem is what psychologists call a sense of control. When you feel in complete control of your life, you feel terrific about yourself. And the key to feeling in control is for you to accept complete responsibility for everything you are and everything you will ever be. The acceptance of responsibility is the hallmark of the superior man. All leaders in every field are characterized by the embracing of responsibility as a normal and natural part of their lives and their worldviews. When you accept responsibility for yourself and your work, you move to the front of the line in life. You stand out above the people around you who are making excuses and shirking their duties. When you accept responsibility, you become a natural leader that other people look up to, admire, and respect. One of the best motivational messages has only 8 words. It is these: if it's to be, it's up to me. If it is to be, it's up to me. As you go through your daily life, instead of blaming others or making excuses or complaining, you should repeat over and over again, I am responsible. I am responsible. I am responsible. There's a direct relationship between how much responsibility you accept on the one hand and how happy you feel on the other. There's a direct relationship between how happy you feel and how positive and optimistic you are in your relationships with women. When you become a high responsibility individual, you give off a quality of animal magnetism and sex appeal that attracts women into your life. You appear strong and forceful and decisive. You stand out from the crowd. Remember, you are where you are and what you are because of yourself, because of your own choices and your own decisions. If for any reason you're not happy with any part of your current life, it's up to you to make new choices and new decisions. You are in charge. You are the architect of your own destiny. You are behind the wheel of your own life. You are the boss. You are responsible. Number 17. Take excellent care of your physical health. It has never been more possible for you to live longer and live better than today. The average lifespan today is almost 80 years, and it is going up every year with new advances in medicine and technology. Your goal should be to live a long, happy life with the woman of your dreams, full of energy and enthusiasm, decade after decade. Set a goal for yourself to be at least 80 or 90 years old. Write it down. Make a plan, and then work on your plan every single day. Ask yourself if there is anything that you are doing today that is inconsistent with your reaching the ripe old age of 80 or 90 years? Is there anything that you are doing or failing to do that might interfere with the length of your life? Whatever it is, discipline yourself to beginning doing more of the things that help you and fewer of the things that may hurt you. First of all, get your weight under control. There is nothing that makes you appear more attractive to a woman than a lean, trim, flat stomach. Practice the 5-word formula for physical fitness. Here it is. Eat less and exercise more. That's it in a nutshell. Eat less and exercise more. If you can discipline yourself to eat less and exercise more, the rest of your life is going to be a wonderful physical experience. Be sure to eat the right foods and eat fewer of them. Use a smaller plate. Eat 4 or 5 smaller meals each day rather than 2 or 3 large meals. Drink 8 to 10 glasses of water each day to keep your system flushed out. And finally, exercise 3 to 5 times per week, even if all you do is go for a vigorous 30 to 60 minute walk after work several days a week. If you are really serious, join a health club or get some health equipment for your home that you can use on a regular basis. The more you exercise, the more energy you have. And the more energy you have, the more attractive you are to the kind of woman you want to have in your life. Number 18. Test for compatibility in your relationship. The foundation of a healthy, loving relationship with a woman is that you are both compatible. You may have to go out with a lot of women before you meet the one with whom you feel completely comfortable and secure. But it's worth the search and it's worth the wait. Never compromise in the area of compatibility. And compatibility is very much a matter of chemistry between two people. It either exists or it doesn't. You either feel it or you don't feel it. When you're compatible with a woman, you seem to get along with her naturally and easily. There's a comfortable ebb and flow, back and forth of conversation whenever you meet or whenever you talk on the phone. Some of the areas of compatibility revolve around key attitudes toward sex, family, friends, work, money, and things like religion and politics. Small areas of incompatibility in a relationship can grow to be major areas of incompatibility that lead to the breakdown of the relationship later on. Be careful. Interview her in detail about how she thinks and feels in these areas. Leave nothing to chance. Keep your eyes and ears open. And don't overlook or ignore certain signs. When you are truly compatible, you will enjoy the same kinds of people, enjoy the same leisure time activities, enjoy the same foods, and even have the same attitude toward health and fitness. One of the very best ways to test for compatibility is for you to go on a long car trip or vacation with her where you are completely separate and apart from normal everyday life. It is in situations like this where the truth comes out. You can often learn more about a woman in a 3-hour drive than you could learn about her in several weeks or even months in town. The very best measure of compatibility is that you enjoy each other's company more than the company of anyone else. You laugh a lot together. You enjoy talking and sharing as often as you can. You want to communicate with her every day and sometimes several times a day. When all these factors exist, then you know that you are truly compatible. Someone once said that when you meet the right woman for you, you will recognize that you have finally met your best friend. Number 19. Create regular chunks of time with her. Your relationship with her is largely a function of the time that you invest in that relationship. A relationship can actually be made to increase in value by your investing more and more time in it. It's simply not possible to learn to know and love another person and to keep the fires of love burning unless you organize your life so that you spend lots and lots of time with her whenever possible. You must be creative in creating chunks of time with her every single day. One of the great rules for relationships is that at the end of the day, when you get together, you spend the first hour talking about subjects that have nothing to do with work or business. Because you're a creature of habit, if you start off talking about your work or your business, you will end up talking about work or business and never stop. And your relationship will suffer as a result. My wife and I will often arrange to take long car trips together. When you travel in the car with her, leave the radio and music off. Create a vacuum of sound. This vacuum will soon be filled with conversation. You'll be absolutely amazed at the richness of the communication between yourselves when you drive in a car with no interruptions or no music to distract you. When my wife and I go out for dinner, we usually make reservations at a restaurant fully half an hour away from our home. This gives us an entire hour of travel time in the car to converse and talk about our lives together, our children, and whatever else is happening. Arrange to go shopping with her, even if you don't particularly like shopping. By creating this chunk of time, you get an opportunity to exchange ideas back and forth as you move around. Many people make the mistake of working far too hard at their jobs and then having little time or energy for their most important relationships. But this is not for you. When you work, work all the time you work. Work intensely. Work without interruptions. Concentrate on high-value tasks so that you can get on top of your work. This will then enable you to spend time with the woman you love and who loves you. Here's the great rule for relationships. It is quantity of time at home that counts, and quality of time at work. Your work requires quality time, working on high-value tasks every minute of the day. But your relationships are just the opposite. Your relationships require large quantities of time where the two of you can just be together in a relaxed setting with no pressure to be or do or say anything. Your job is to organize your life and your work so that you can create these large blocks of time to spend with the most important person in your life. This, as much as anything else you do, can assure that you meet, marry, and live happily with the woman of your dreams. Number 20. Trust your instincts. In your relationships, you must always listen closely to your intuition, to your still, small, inner voice. You already have excellent instincts that will always tell you exactly the right thing to do or say in every situation as long as you listen to them when they speak to you. It's been said that women's intuition is better than men's intuition, but this is not the result of independent testing. Researchers have found that both men and women have excellent intuition, but that women just listen to their intuition more than men do. Almost every mistake that you have ever made has been as the result of going against your gut feeling. And there is nowhere where this is more important and relevant than in your relationships with women. When the relationship is right, it will feel right. You will not have to force yourself to do or say anything. You will be able to relax completely. The right words and actions will come to you naturally. They'll just flow from you. If the relationship is wrong, however, you will always feel a little bit awkward and stressed when you are with her. You will be continually reminding yourself to do or not do or say certain things. You will often try too hard. But when you trust your instincts, your intuition, you will probably never make another mistake. It's been said that men begin to become great when they begin to listen to their inner voices. Whenever you feel anxious or unhappy for any reason in your relationship, go and sit quietly in solitude and listen to your body. As you sit quietly, your inner voice will tell you exactly what to do. And when you get up and follow the guidance and inspiration of this inner voice, it will always turn out to be the right thing to do. The wonderful thing about your intuition is that it grows stronger and more effective as you trust in it and believe in it. When you get into the habit of trusting your intuition, it will show you how to solve any problem, overcome any obstacle, or achieve any goal that you can set for yourself. One of the hallmarks of genius is this calm, confident acceptance of this higher form of inner guidance. In meeting and marrying the woman of your dreams, your intuition is a key factor. Always trust your intuition. It will always tell you if this is the right relationship for you. Number 21. Be true to yourself. Practice impeccable integrity in everything you do and say. Integrity is actually the foundation of self-confidence, self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride. When you are absolutely honest with yourself in everything you do and say, you feel terrific about yourself. You always say the right things and make the right decisions. You always earn the respect and support of the people around you. Integrity is the most valued and important quality in leadership. It is also the quality that women look for more than anything else. Whereas men may occasionally marry for beauty, women almost always marry for character. Because women think for the long term, especially with regard to having children and raising them for 20 years, they look, even unconsciously, for a man who has the kind of integrity and character that they can rely on for the indefinite future. Remember, you are a thoroughly good and excellent person. You have wonderful qualities and characteristics. When you are absolutely true to yourself, to the very best that is in you, you find yourself being the very best person you can possibly be. Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true, and then it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man." Live in truth with yourself. Then live in truth with everyone around you. Refuse to live a lie in your relationships. Refuse to pretend to feel something that you don't feel. In psychology, they've concluded that the primary source of mental illness is the factor of denial. You experience denial in your life when you fail to be true to yourself. Whenever we deal with someone who is unhappy, we encourage him to ask himself, "What is it in my life that I'm not facing?" When you face the truth and reality of your life straightforwardly and honestly and deal with your life exactly as it is, rather than the way you wish it was, you are practicing the highest form of integrity. The more honest you are with yourself, the more honest you will be with other people. And the more honest you are with other people, the more honest they will be with you, and the better will be your life in every area. Let me finish this program by repeating the most important single point. Success in your relationships with women is absolutely predictable. There's nothing that can stop you from meeting and marrying the woman of your dreams if you will practice the principles that we've talked about in this program. The starting point is for you to be absolutely clear about the kind of person with whom you would be the most happy. Write it down and think it through. Then, concentrate first on becoming the kind of person that a truly outstanding woman would want to meet and marry herself. And, second, concentrate on treating that woman, when you meet her, as if she were the most important person in the world. Remember, relationships are everything. Your ability to meet and marry the woman of your dreams is the most important single achievement of your life. Your ability to meet and marry the ideal woman will have a greater impact on your health, happiness, prosperity, and longevity than any other factor. Because this is so important, it is not something that should be left to chance. It is something that you should think about and work on and plan for every single day until it comes true. I wish you health. I wish you happiness. I wish you prosperity, and especially, I wish you love. Good luck. Now, I'd like to give you a free gift as a way of saying thank you for being a loyal supporter of mine and a determined, continuous learner. So find out what I've been working on lately and receive your special at www.briantracy.com/learner. That's www.briantracy.com/learner. Just go there right now and see what I've got for you. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to talking to you and maybe even seeing you soon.